This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Here we go with another overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, here with my friend Michael Harrison, who is the leader of Talkers Magazine, the producer, the director, the entrepreneur that has, over the past 30-some-odd years, brought the news from the world of talk, the kingdom of talk radio, to those of us who are inside the world and those who are outside, because a lot of people like to go to talkers.com and read the insightful overviews of what's going on with hosts and what's going on in the business and that sort of thing. And that's kind of what Talkers is all about. So, with that introduction, yes, King Michael.
I love it. The kingdom. Remember when businesses called themselves, you know, the Tire King?
Tire Kingdom. No, there was Tire Kingdom.
Was there a Tire Kingdom?
Yes. It was.
Kingdom.
Yes. Yeah. Or a fiefdom. I can't imagine Tire Fiefdom, though.
Well, Burger King still does it.
There you go.
Yeah. So it still exists. But everything was King or Rama.
Right.
Talk-O-Rama.
The king of talk radio. That was Limbaugh, right? Has there ever been a queen of talk radio? Next, here's an idea for we'll talk about this later on in more detail, but next Friday is the annual Talkers Convention down at Hofstra University in New York on Long Island, and there will be a lot of men who do talk radio, and there are a lot more women doing it now, so can we, who's getting the award this year? There's always an award for a female
woman of the year is going to be Martha Zoller.
From Georgia.
Yes. Yeah. A Georgia peach, if you will.
Yeah. Well, you were talking, you and I think off the air, we're talking about Mandy Connell, who's in Denver, who I had kind of lost track of until you told me that she was a fan. I'd forgotten about her.
Her name is Connell. Yeah, Mandy Connell. And she worked her way up to be the Woman of the Year last year, and maybe 17 years ago, when she was beginning her career, she told me her goal in radio was to be the Woman of the Year at Talkers. So we had her do the presentation to that year's Woman of the Year, which was Laura Ingraham. We have a history. What a history of this medium. It goes back for, well, Talkers is celebrating its 33rd anniversary this year. And
there's an honor named for your first wife. And I'm trying to remember some of the people who have won that or the other.
That's the Humanitarian of the Year Award, and that's that goes back many years. And, you know, people that utilize the medium to help people.
Yeah.
And either through natural disasters or through the raising of money or the shining the light on awareness of things. So, we cover the whole scene, but the awards that Talkers presents to people are taken very seriously. And as a result, we are very serious about, we meaning the editorial board. It's not an election. It's not a vote. Yeah. It's not a popularity contest. But there is a lot of serious up and back goes on. But the real historic award that has the big news-making aspect to it, the controversy, has been the Freedom of Speech Award. I know you're he's laughing, folks, because he remembers some of the battles over who gets the Freedom of Speech Award and exactly what it means. What does freedom?
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're a good. It doesn't mean the stuff you talk about is good. It just means you get attention and you have done a good job at doing your job. I think that's what I take away.
Yeah, utilizing the First Amendment, applying it. You know, because if the First Amendment is not tested, it doesn't really have any meaning.
There's no voice.
Yep. You know, so it's all very interesting. Do we have time now before the break for me?
Yes, I think we should go through the list of the stories and the people.
We're going to zip through them at lightning speed. At number 10, the death of Tina Turner. At number 9, social media and warnings about artificial intelligence. There were Chinese hackers who occupy the 8th spot. Number 7, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 6, Target pulls LGBTQ merchandise. Their stock value has gone down as a result of their stepping into controversy. Hunter Biden's investigation is 5. AM radio in the cars is still an issue at number 4. At number 3, a wide array of things called Trump's legal battles. The debt ceiling is at number 2. And number 1 was Ron DeSantis finally officially announcing that he is going to run for president. So DeSantis
rather clumsily. It would seem.
It's all been clumsy, but anything that's clumsy will be spotlighted, and everything that happens now will be forgotten. This reminds me of in the football world deciding who's going to win the Super Bowl after the first.
Who remembers?
You know, the first game of the year.
Yeah.
And the people list, we have Tina Turner at 10, 9, Vladimir Putin, 8, Elon Musk. At 7, we have Hunter Biden, Gary Shapley, that whole brouhaha. Jim Farley at 6, Merrick Garland and Jack Smith at 5, Trump is at 4, Ron DeSantis at 3, Kevin McCarthy at 2, comes with the territory of his job, and Joe Biden also, he's talked about a lot because he's president of the United States.
He's the president in resident. That's our Joe. There was a Jack Smith who was the president of General Motors for 11 years. I'm remembering him. Now, isn't it funny how memory comes back? I worked at the General Motors plant here in Framingham when I was in college. And Mr. Smith lived in Framingham and ran the plant at the time. And he used to pick me up and bring me to work and then bring me home in the afternoon after the shift.
Really?
Very interesting guy. He was nothing but a bean counter, but an interesting bean counter. And he worked his way up the ladder and became the president of General Motors. So when I saw his name, it had fond memories. Not the same guy, obviously, but just memories that we have. When went through the list, we came to Ron DeSantis and his bid for the White House. So I, as usual, did something different this week. Rather than talk about what the obvious was, I looked for the most controversial bills that he had signed into law in Florida. I thought maybe that would be a way of shaping his, the sphere of influence as he officially announces this week, as you mentioned, his run for president. He has been very prominent, and there's a difference, but not much, in what I see. The far right has Trump and DeSantis to choose from, and they're both kind of two peas in a pod. Do you think the public agrees with that or not, Michael?
We'll find out, won't we?
Yeah.
I find it interesting how the increasing number of people on the Republican side who are running for president always have trouble answering the question. So what separates you from Trump?
Right. Well, here are some of the things that he passed, that he signed into law. A restriction on drag shows. We're not talking about drag racing. The criminalization of gender-affirming care for minors. Critical race theory, parental rights and educational expansion, concealed weapons without a permit, transgender sport participation, and bathroom bills, and a 6-week abortion ban. Those are things.
Have you noticed a running theme?
I have, thank you. Yeah, right. And you?
Yeah.
What do you think?
He's a stoker of what's called the culture wars.
Yep, it's all culture stuff.
Yeah.
And it's all on purpose, and it's all... It's heinous to look at this stuff. We all have different points of view for sure on these things. I mean, I don't want my grandchildren to be exposed to a lot of this stuff that's being taught in certain schools, certain places, the critical race theory stuff, the open sexuality discussions that 8 and 9 and 10-year-olds are having. I don't think there's a place for that in the public schools, but that's me. Apparently a lot of people in Florida agree with that, but is it really the way he feels, or is this just a way of getting votes? Isn't that the question?
More specifically, is this the stuff that the presidency should be focused on?
That's the real question.
It's not a matter of whether those issues are important or not. It's a matter of whether or not they are stuff that the executive branch of the United States government under the president should be focused on.
What do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think that it's just emotional stuff. I think it's important stuff, but I don't think it's... I think the president should be, there's an old expression, above the fray, flying above the clouds. I think the president should be dealing with stuff that affects everybody and is basically matters of the economy and matters of security.
Right. Keep the country safe and strong.
Right. Right,
yep.
Exactly.
The rest of it's garbage. Marjorie Taylor Greene this week, this is a Countdown Extra kind of, because I can't avoid Marjorie Taylor Greene in any circumstance. She's just got too much going for her.
She feels the same about you.
Maybe I hope so. She's paid $100,000, or so the story goes, that she paid $100,000 for Kevin McCarthy's used chapstick. Huh? Did you hear that?
No, I haven't. This is breaking news.
Yes, it is. There was an auction. She came out, made a $100,000 bid for this item. McCarthy announced that he would throw a dinner for the winner and any donors and supporters. So the money has gone to help a cause that's near and dear to McCarthy's heart, apparently. But then he throws a dinner for the people, and then you can imagine what the other side had to say. Ms. Omar tweeted, "They do this insane chapstick crap while the country teeters on default."
Rome burns, Nero fiddles.
Right, exactly. So anyway.
But even that's crap.
Of course it's crap.
It's all
right,
crap.
And so here's, speaking of that, we got time for this, James? Marjorie Taylor Greene calls for decorum, and the response from the people.
Decorum.
Listen to this.
The members are reminded to abide by decorum of the House.
So apparently she was upset because the Democrats were making a lot of racket about something she was trying to get done. And so she's reminding them about decorum. And they all just howled in laughter.
She is the paragon of dignity. And
yes, she is. That's for sure. All right. 18 after. This is the Countdown. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy.
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. And I am a living testament, y'all. I've lost 40 pounds with this product, and I have kept it off.
But then what do you do when you have the urges to eat the stuff that puts the weight back on, so you go right back to where you started?
It is like a multifaceted product when it comes to weight loss, because it helps with sleep, and it's also great for joint pain, too. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to TopLoss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great. This is going to be a great time to get on Calitrin.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again, TopLoss.com.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through a number of the issues from the charts that are published every week at Talkers Magazine and also on GoodDayShow.com. Number six this week is the Target LGBTQ. I swallow on that sometimes. Yeah, I don't get
it out properly. It's a long list of complicated consonants.
But do you understand what they were doing? They had to remove some of the merchandise from the store. Pride Month is coming up, and so I think that's why they put it in there. But then there were threats from people on social media, threats aimed at workers at Target stores, employees. The employees had nothing to do with the decision to put that
stuff. Isn't that amazing how people was blame the worker?
Oh, my God.
But it seems that any company out there that tries to cozy up to or target, if you'll pardon the expression, the gay community, the trans community, all of this LGBTQ realm, they get terrible negative blowback.
Yeah.
So I think that maybe they should stay out of that arena. You know,
well, I think they're probably thinking that now too, which is kind of a shame. I mean, why does it hurt you to have something from lesbian or gay or bisexual? Why does it hurt you? I don't get why it hurts you. I guess
ain't
that
human
be.
Nature interesting that we're in each other's faces.
Yeah,
it's almost like the battles that go on among Orthodox religious people that you're not religious enough for me. It's not only we want freedom for ourselves. We want to control what everybody does. Mm-hmm. We take offense, and that's all part of this culture war stuff.
None of your business.
We're in each other's faces as humans. human beings. That's what
because we haven't got enough to do. We don't focus on ourselves enough. Look at the mirror. When you're in the morning or at night or whenever you can, look in the mirror and talk to yourself. That's what I do. I talk to myself.
Do you really?
I do.
Interesting. When did this begin?
Oh, it's been a long Dr. Freud, it's been going on for a long time.
And then you start talking to yourself.
Yeah, but with regard to...
Do you do it when you are fully dressed?
Yeah. No, actually, I like looking at myself naked.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new format now.
Yes, naked news. Naked. No, somebody's taken that already.
Oh, naked news is an old, is an old thing, yeah.
Yeah. Let's stick with number six here for a minute because it has gotten a lot of attention. Montana this week, this is sort of a related story, has enacted a law specifically targeting drag story hours, the drag stuff. And what that means, I don't know what it means. I do know what it means, but I don't know what it means. I mean, what's the, this is the first state to specifically prohibit anyone wearing drag from reading to children in schools or libraries. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's a family-friendly sort of a thing. Why would someone think that it was appropriate to be dressed in drag and read to children in story hour? What? Who comes up with this stuff in the first place? Why would it even be a thing? Who? Where would that be? How would that be conceived?
Well, I guess the root of its purpose is to make children feel comfortable with any kind of offbeat sexual expression.
What do you think about that? I think
I think we have to back away from having sexuality be part of educational system, especially public education.
Yeah,
we got to rethink it.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where it's actually, in my mind, ridiculous. All right, Michael and Doug continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says he's optimistic that a deal will be reached on raising the federal government's debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy claiming Democrats are out of step with ordinary Americans as the debt ceiling talks roll on. Another member of the far-right group, the Oath Keepers, has been given a long prison sentence for her actions in the Capitol insurrection. Jessica Watkins, sentenced to 8.5 years in prison for her role in the January 6th riot. The Texas State House beginning impeachment proceedings on Attorney General Ken Paxton today. The Republican-led House General Investigating Committee filed 20 articles of impeachment against Paxton. An airline passenger arrested for opening a plane's door mid-flight. The Asiana Airlines flight was coming in for a landing in South Korea and was still 700 feet off the ground when that passenger opened the cabin door. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here at the behest of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've gone through the story list and the people list, so I'm picking out, as I often do, some of the things that I think are most intriguing to get Michael's, not spin on them. I don't like that. You know, O'Reilly going to be at the conference?
He's not speaking this year.
He's not speaking this year. Okay.
We had him 2 years in a row and just trying to move on, but
right.
he's been a long-time participant in the conference.
Oh, yeah. Right. Very interesting guy. The reason I brought it up is because I was about to say you put your spin on things, and I think that that's one of the...
The spin zone, or the no-spin zone.
Right. And he was always saying, this is the no-spin zone, and it was anything but the no-spin. It was all spin.
He always has a twinkle in his eye when he says that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, right. Exactly, yeah. So when it comes to spin, number two, the debt ceiling, and who's saying what about whom, and the issues, et cetera, the White House obviously on one side, Republicans are the bad guys, Republicans say no, the Democrats are the bad guys. The bottom line is that they are closing in on a deal that will raise the debt limit for the next 2 years. And the rest of it is all hyperbole. It's all politics. It's all bunkum. We talk about it as
we talk about it as if we understand it.
Yeah. The numbers.
And when you think about some of those absolute numbnuts that are in the Congress, how the hell do they know what it's all about?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Kevin McCarthy or any of them, left, right, Democrats, Republicans, understand the economy enough to be able to make decisions?
Some of them can't even balance their checkbook, for God's sake.
Yeah, why don't they? Maybe George Santos should be given the job
of
putting that together.
Uh-huh.
You know, I feel like a hypocrite sometimes when people ask me to comment on these issues of the economy that are so abstract. You know, the debt ceiling, the trade deficit, what it means to the economy. You got guys out there talking about it like it's like they just totally understand it, and
right.
yet they don't.
No.
They don't understand it any more than the average person who doesn't understand it.
Well, all the average person knows is what it's going to cost them in credit card interest rate.
Right.
And if you're going to buy a house, it's going to be 6.5% interest if you sign the deal this week. And so other than that, it means nothing. Zero. I had this conversation. It's akin to understanding. And this is something you and I both love to talk about. When it comes to the Webb telescope, if you go to the NASA website and see some of the things, every week I go in there to look at these new pictures of worlds that we never knew existed. Now that the Webb thing is out there a million miles from Earth, able to take pictures. And even understanding how this thing got built and the fact that the teeniest little screws and the things that held this thing together basically on a shoestring, and yet it goes out, it launches, it opens up from the capsule, it is perfection. And the damn thing is a million miles away from the Earth, and it's sending back every 3 seconds pictures of a world that no one knew existed before those pictures were taken.
Hmm. Well said.
Am I being too dramatic? I just think
No, well said. But
well, it's like
we can't figure out how to have electric vehicles not create static for AM radio.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God, these people.
Look at the difference between things we can do and then things we claim we can't do.
Yeah.
Talk about spin. Give me a break. Mm-hmm. But,
yeah.
You know, for those listening, when you said the web, for a second I thought the Internet. And
no,
yeah, the James Webb Space Telescope.
Sorry,
yeah, it's that space telescope. Named after a controversial guy. It's controversy over whether or not he deserves having the telescope named
after
him.
Well, the controversy was whether he was supporting things that weren't certainly these days politically correct.
In the culture wars.
Yeah.
But this telescope is seeing things that is upending a lot of the orthodoxy of the science community.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I've complained to you about a long time. For years, I have questioned the Big Bang and the notion.
I don't think there's anything to that. Nothing.
You know, you talk about intelligent, educated authorities being wrong.
Yep. Science is always disproving itself.
That's the point of
science. You hear it every day. People say, all these COVID phonies, who are, the science backed, blah, 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 blah. And it was all bunkum. If we look back now at these 3 years of wasted time in our lives where we were culled and cowed into doing something that there was no good reason to do, not only our country, but the world crumbled at the behest of a few people who turned out to be cucamongas at best and liars at worst. And for what? What did Fauci gain out of all of this? Who the hell knows? Look at his stock portfolio. He's one of the most, and we've talked about how many, for 2-3 years he was always in the people list every week from talkers, and yet nobody really got to the bottom of who this guy was and or is. He's a fraud. He's a phony. He's a liar. He's whatever you want to make him out to be, but yet he was the most credible source and the highest paid employee in the federal government. He was making more than the President of the United States. And you can hear in my voice how annoyed I was. I was annoyed from the beginning. The first day of this, I said on the air, what are we doing? Why are we going down this street? I'm not afraid of this. Why are you afraid of it? Anyway, I'm off on a toot. Sorry. I'm doing a talk.
I'm avoiding playing devil's advocate for fear of opening that can of worms and re-arguing the pandemic stuff.
Yeah.
You know? What you're expressing is a feeling that many, many people have.
Okay, so what's replaced that? Is this target on the gay community or whatever it is, the transsexual community, whatever, I don't even like calling it a community. What I think is important here, The Indiana Medical Board this week ruled that a doctor violated privacy laws by talking publicly about he provided an abortion to a 10-year-old girl who had been raped. And so this is this woman was told to turn in her license, and she didn't. She refused to do that. But this is what, you know, we've gone from the phobia of COVID to the phobia of having to dig into all of this stuff. How does it help us, I guess, is the question.
It goes back to what I said before. We're in each other's faces. We are constantly arguing over ethics, science, reality, ideology, and what it is to be human and how human beings should conduct themselves as social creatures. It comes down to the fact that human beings are creatures that are obsessed with being individuals and being left alone. At the same time, we have equal impulses to be in each other's faces and not leave each other alone. We're both independent creatures and social creatures at the same time. And all of these issues come down to that point where we battle our own nature. Do we want to be our brother's keeper? Do we want to tell each other how to live? Or do we just want to live on our own, off the grid, with our guns and our fences? What do we want?
That was very well put. With our guns and our fences. So in the meantime, everybody is angry about something. I thought it was very interesting this week. Ms. Greiner, who had been in the Russian prison for as long as she was and couldn't say anything good about America, seems to have changed her point of view and now seems to be a big supporter of the flag and Star Spangled Banner, and I am so happy to be an American. And yet, when you look at some of this, if we were doing a sports top 10, the WNBA would probably have to be in there because of people like this Elena Del Don, I think is how her name is pronounced. Yet another angry WNBA star yelling and screaming on the courts. She's sick of being treated like a rookie. Who the hell does the media think I'm the greatest? You know, this kind of stuff. Mm. And if you look at her vexing moments and you think, where do these people come from? This woman is... she's playing in a very elite league, mm-hmm. and she's playing well. So what does she have to be angry? Why are these people so angry?
You bring up a great question. You know,
what are you angry about?
I haven't followed the WNBA that carefully. Has it become a hotbed of gender issues?
Yes. And because all these women are so angry. They were angry because they didn't get paid. Well, the stats came out this week, and actually more people watched the WNBA finals than watched the NBA finals, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there were 9 million people watching one of the games I saw, and there were only 7 million watching the Celtics and the Heat one night this week. So, I mean, they maybe have a point when it comes to what they're being paid, but just the way they express them is just maybe the way the news media is playing it up. Maybe I'm a sexist. I could be a sexist.
No, you're one of the most enlightened people in the world when it comes
Thank
to
Thank you,
that.
Michael. Right.
A sexist. I would never think of you that way.
No. All right.
I don't know. This is people, you know, just everybody's angry. Everybody uses their platform. Not everybody. People use their platform for more than just the obvious reason that they have a platform.
Right.
You know, they play basketball. You know, it's like throw a ball through a hoop, you know.
I think the big controversy next week, I'm going to predict right now, the big story next week is going to be a new theory that all blue-eyed people are descended from one single person. Okay, can we delve into that next week? We have time for that next week?
Yeah. I don't know if you're kidding or I don't know.
Well, actually, there's a little bit of truth to it.
I'm not sure.
All people are
descended from two people.
Yeah, Adam and Eve. There you go.
Or what that represents. I mean, there is the feeling that somewhere, someplace, the river comes from some source.
Yep. And, like the universe.
And that's an interesting question, and But blue-eyed people, I don't know where you're going with that.
I'm not going anywhere because we have to pause. I want to get in a couple of highlights from Talkers Convention that's next week. Stand by here. This is the Countdown. On the people side of the ledger, these are the people who fit into the stories that we have talked about here this week. So the official list for the week of May 22nd to the 26th includes Tina Turner at number 10, Bad Vlad, also known as Puke and Putin, number 9, Elon Musk at number 8. What's going on there? Hunter Biden is at 7. Jim Farley is at 6. Merrick Garland. Some say he's guilty of treason. Maybe. Number 5, maybe not. Trump is 4. DeSantis is 3. Mr. McCarthy is 2. And the president, the resident of the White House, that's our Joe, is number 1. So that's the way the people list shakes out this week on the Countdown. This is something that we try to put into perspective at least a couple of times in order, because when we're having conversations on the air, they go in lots of different directions. So there you have it.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy to get on the Calitrin program. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. There's no crazy diets or crazy workout plans. This is just healthy weight loss.
What's the way that people can get the most for their buck, the biggest bang for their buck in terms of buying Calitrin now?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up for this is our 26th anniversary of helping customers lose weight. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again is toploss.com. All right, here we are at 48 after the hour. This Talk Radio Countdown show, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. As it turns out, you and I will do this program next week. But it will not be when we normally, well, the people will hear it when they normally hear it, but we're going to do it early because you have to prepare for the Talkers Convention. I'm not going to be on the air next week because you asked me. It's the first time I've come to every, I may be the only one other than you who's been at every Talkers Convention, and you, I've never been to the early part. I don't, because I'm on the air, I've never, ever, in the 30 whatever number of years you've had the Countdown, I've never been there at the beginning.
Yeah, and that's the session that we call Let's Talk About Doug Behind His Back.
Oh, there we go. Okay,
you're in for a shock.
Put my foot down for that.
Yep, things start. Actually, the best part of it is the opening, when everybody's all fresh and nobody has bad breath.
Right.
And you sure ever been around a bunch of conventioners like after a 10-hour day?
B.O. Yeah. I don't want to name names, but anyway. All right, so the highlight of the convention, what's your prediction?
Oh,
and then
gosh,
we'll see what how it comes
the
through.
The highlight of it? It's full of highlights. I mean, we have amazing people from the industry are speaking, and there are issues that range from, you know, the future of whether radio will continue to exist, relationships. correlation between all the different forms of talk media, the politics of it, the AM radio and the cars deal. We're going through such changes in society, and these impact talk media. Talk shows are a reflection of what we're going through, you know, as a species. Back to what I always bring it to. So, you know, this is probably the more highlights than any we've ever done.
All right. So that's good. Look forward to the coverage. You can find it all at talkers.com. Where you can find all of these stories and people. The lists are there. Also at gooddayshow.com. Doug and Michael to 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here with a focus on number 7. The war in Ukraine. I noticed that the folks at Johns Hopkins this week got a surprise commencement speaker, Michael. Zelensky showed up to deliver their degrees and to speak to them. And apparently he got quite powerful with his messaging, although I think he's a good speaker, frankly, right? He's been in entertainment, so he knows how to address people. He seems to connect with the students in his own country. So this was live streamed from Kiev to the students, talking about war and how life has changed over there and how we ought to be careful about what our priorities are, talking about the beauty that is or was that country. Most youngsters who are that age don't even know where Ukraine is, sadly. And this doesn't speak well to our certainly our educational system, but more importantly, he was talking this week to his own people about delivery of F-16 fighter jets from the good old United States of America. Thanks to his pal Joe Biden last week when they met at the G7. Okay, you need more planes? We got them. You want them now? You get them. And so here we go into another hole of debt to help out the, the pitch that Zelensky used was the 36 Russian drones that came in the week before to try to blow up as much stuff as they could blow up. Unfortunately, when you look at the various tools that Putin is using, I think he referred to his missiles as invincible, right? But of the 30 that were used last week, 29 of them were shot down. So they are anything but invincible. But should the United States be there and be as involved as we are? You know, every day you see headlines, Michael, of the land that's retaken, the brutality of the Russians. And you think back to the Nazis and what went on with them. And the fact that Putin used that as an excuse to get rid of, you know, I'm going to go get those Ukrainians, they're damn Nazis. And how many people in America believe all of this stuff? And is it necessary for our support to, among the American public to believe that sort of thing, that we're doing the right thing because we can't let Putin win? Well, I think that's probably universal, isn't it?
Well, I mean, this is an issue that we've dealt with ever since the United States has become a world power. You know, what is our role in defending democracy? Mm-hmm. And what is our role in ultimately defending ourselves?
And what's the answer to that?
The answer is it depends on the situation, and that's what you're bringing to light. Is the Russia-Ukraine war similar in nature to the Nazis overrunning Poland and France and Belgium and ultimately threatening the United States? There was a time when people in the United States, you know, told Churchill and told the Europeans, this is your battle, not ours.
Yeah, not ours. Yep, we're staying out of it.
It wasn't all that simple, you know.
No.
This has gone on forever. The answer depends on the moment. The question, as you point out, is a rhetorical one that has always been one that we've dealt with in terms of U.S. foreign affairs.
I think that the connection here I was thinking visually of what happened. If you ever seen video of what happened to Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941, and how the Nazis and the Japanese came in and just murdered, slaughtered everybody they could, blew up everything. They just went in and smirked at the Americans as they were lying basically in wait, in a manner of speaking. And so when you look at what the Russians are doing, striking these medical centers purposely, the old age homes, going after civilians in a mercenary way. And this is one of the things that turned off the Russian soldiers. And why Putin is still alive is a mystery, I think, to a lot of people.
Uneasy lies the head. He cannot live a life of without ever, you know, taking his eye off the ball. He has to look over his shoulder constantly.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. So you've been listening to the overview, courtesy of Michael Harrison and the folks at Talkers Magazine, as to what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.